Welcome to the internet broadcast of Big Z Sports.
Welcome into this week's edition of the WTUZ Big Z Sports Podcast. I'm Joe Geckler. He is Chris Kale. Chris, man, it's week two of the high school football season, and today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a little bit about the big games of the week coming up, and we're going to start with game one of the week, New Philadelphia at West Holmes. Adam Sawesky will be out in Millersburg covering that game for us. New Philadelphia with a big 13-6 win over Canton Central Catholic last week.
Yeah, an absolute huge win as they got redemption from losing last year up at Canton Central Catholic on a last-second tipped ball in the end zone. Is, you know, they pretty much really controlled the game defensively. Adam talked a little bit about that with Coach Dennison, and he was really happy with the way his defense performed. Of course, Kai Crowthers had a 4-yard TD run. Logan Bitticoffer with the big 71-yard touchdown run to kind of seal it. And then Cam Alberts was huge on defense. He had at least a sack and an interception. I have no clue how many tackles he had, but I know he had a big game on defense. So New Philadelphia just bringing the heat on D, and that's what they need to continue to do. Sure. And if they do that, they could run the table.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with, you know, their defense looked really, really good, especially against a team that was state runner-up in 2015. I know they lost some talent. I get that. Every year it happens. You don't really know what you have until you get later in the season. But coming in and making a statement win, holding a state runner-up to 6 points, you know, on your home field, Logan Bitticoffer plays well with a 71-yard touchdown run. You know, he really kind of sealed the game for him. West Holmes, their opponent this week, they lost to Triway, and you know, it's kind of you know, it'll be a long road trip for them. It'll take them, you know, half hour, 45 minutes to get out there, but you know, New Philadelphia is pretty good this year, and I think it'll be a convincing win. And West Holmes is dealing with some staff issues out there. They have a good running game, but we'll see what Philly's defense can do against them.
Yeah, I think New Philadelphia goes out there and wins handily, to be honest with you. I really think that they'll, if they handled Canton Central Catholic and held them to 2 field goals, and the only other time that they had a chance to score was another field goal, I think West Holmes is in for a long night. They lost a lot. They're trying to rebuild, and that's not the team you want to run into in New Philadelphia when you're rebuilding.
Sure, absolutely. The next game we're going to talk about now is a game kind of near and dear to your heart a little bit. I know you and Eric have a big bet riding on this game this week. Tim Plants will be in Uniontown covering the Dover Tornadoes and Lake Blue Streaks. Dover with a big win over Cleveland Central Catholic last week. Drew Nolan had a big game for the Dover Tornadoes.
Yeah, Drew Nolan was my Hats Off Award winner. You know, had 3 touchdowns. He had a pick six and 2 TD runs. You know, Alex Sayre had a TD pass. Dre Hess, 2 TD runs and that catch for the touchdown. Defense played well. Offense played well. They ran a ton of wing T, which is kind of, we haven't seen that out of Dover in, you know, since about 99, 2000. I mean, it's been a long time, but it's nice to see them come out and, you know, try to get back to some of that toughness and nastiness of running a football. And I think that's going to bode well for them down the road. You know, they couldn't put games away at times because they couldn't control the clock. And now they've got the opportunity where once they get set and kind of get into their ways, you know, I know it was a little rusty for them at times, guards pulling and, you know, kind of running into other blockers and stuff like that. They'll clean all that stuff up. The blocking schemes and things will clean up with this wing T, and then they incorporate the 5 wide. I'll tell you what, it could be a good year for the Tornadoes. Not saying they're going to go 10-0 or 9-1 or anything, but I still think it could be a good year, and they may be one of those teams that squeaks into the playoffs with a big win.
Yeah, let's face it, though. This week, the competition steps up a couple notches. Nothing against Cleveland Central Catholic, but when you run into Uniontown Lake, they're usually a very, very competitive team, a very good team. And, you know, Lake shut out Dover last year 15-0 on Dover's home field. So, you know, Dover's circling this on their calendar a little bit. They want this game, but it's going to be tough to travel up there and to feel that they're going to come away. And they're going to have to play probably, you know, obviously it's only week two, but probably a better game this week than they did last week.
Oh, definitely. I agree with you 100%. This would be the first time Dover's had to go up and play in Uniontown in quite some time, so we'll have to wait and see what happens up there. All I know is I do not want to sing another Lake fight song.
Well, if you have to sing, then that means it's a good night for Eric and a bad night for you, and probably a bad night for the Tornadoes.
So. I can't wait for Eric to have to sing Crimson Tornado, though. That'd be great.
You know, one thing that I'm going to look forward to in this week's game for Dover is the play of Alex Serra. You know, we saw him at the end of the year last year. He didn't do too bad in the Dover game last year. Didn't do great, but this will be his real first tough road challenge. Going up to Lake as a sophomore, you know, probably his seventh start of his career. So let's see how Alex Serra plays. I think the way this offense goes is the way Alex Serra goes, but we'll see as the competition steps up a couple notches this week.
Well, the more the run game helps him out, the less pressure's on him. Like you said, you know, he's going to go as the offense goes. If the run game is there, I think he plays well, and if the run game's not there and they have to rely on the five wide spread and put that pressure on him, especially on the road in a hostile environment against a good football team, you'll have to wait and see. Should be a good game. Looking forward to covering it on Friday night.
Absolutely. Tim Plants, again, will be at Uniontown Lake covering the game. Don't forget to look at our Facebook page, WTUZ Big Z Sports, on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at @Big_Z Sports for all the action on Friday nights. The next game we're going to talk about is the Garaway Pirates. They will be traveling to the Fairless Falcons. Garaway struggled out of the gate last week, Chris, but they really turned it on the second half, and their senior quarterback, R.J. Jacobs, our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week, 460 yards, 7 total touchdowns. That's what Garaway needed in the second half, was R.J. to step up and do what R.J. does.
R.J. stepped up, and R.J. did what R.J. does, and that's all he does is either run or throw for touchdowns. You know, he totaled 7 touchdowns on the day, 3 rushing touchdowns, 4 passing touchdowns. He had 460 yards through the air,
which is a single-game record for Garaway, knocked off Tyler Walters' record from a few years back, and also set the career passing record at Garaway, just over 8,200 yards.
Which was Tyler Walters also. Yep. And then Jason Wallach gets his 100th win. And I know that, you know, we talked to Jason about that on our preview show, and he isn't about being in the spotlight. Nope. It's about the kids being in the spotlight. But it was nice to see, you know, the accolades that he got on Friday night, because he deserved them.
Sure.
You know, they had a little ceremony for him and stuff. I think, you know, Micah had some of that on our Facebook page. And, you know, very well deserved. Anytime you hit a milestone like that, dude, that's a big deal.
Well, to get 100 wins, you got to think, he's been coaching for 16 years just at Garaway. And to get 100 wins in 10 years, you have to win every game of the year.
Right.
You know, and he, obviously, they haven't done that. But over the last, you know, eight years, they've really done well, you know, 10, 11, you know, wins a year. And that's why he got to that win plateau. 100 wins is something, that's a big milestone.
Yep.
And hats off, you know, to Jason Wallach, a great guy, you know, always on the show with us, win or lose, no matter what. And he respects the game. And I think that when we talked to him in the preview show, he said, you know, it's not about me. And he wholeheartedly believes that. And it's not about him, and it's about the kids, and it's about, if he said in the preview show, he said, if it wasn't for the great athletes that I have here at Garaway, this wouldn't even be possible.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, but it has to be from our side. He understands that it has to be about him a little bit and his staff, because the kids, the athletes have to be there on the football field to put the work in, but the coaches and the staff also have to put the schemes together and the game plan together to be able to execute it on the football field, to give the kids a chance to execute it on the football field. And, you know, that's important. So, again, hats off to R.J. Jacobs, our Harrison Auto Parts Player of the Week, with a huge game, and also to head coach Jason Wallach for his 100th win.
Absolutely. And Garaway, if you remember, in 2015, lost to Fairless on their home field. So, again, another revenge-type game. They want to go up there and get that win this year.
And I imagine it's going to be – that revenge game is going to be a big win.
Yeah.
I don't think Fairless has lost a lot. They lost their quarterback. They lost their running back,
and they lost big last week. So.
Yeah, and exactly.
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting game, and we'll have that game covered for you as well on Friday night. Next game we're going to talk about, Indian Valley at Claymont. Shannon Thomas will be there to cover that game. This will be kind of our first look at Claymont this year, Chris. Last week, Claymont struggled a little bit, and Indian Valley lost a heartbreaker in overtime to Sandy Valley again, and injury concerns for quarterback Cade Williams for Indian Valley.
Yeah, everything that I'm hearing is that Cade is just a sprained shoulder. They originally thought there was a possibility that maybe it separated or something, maybe a little more structurally wrong. Everything I've heard lately is that it was just a sprain, which is great news. Hopefully that is the news and Cade's able to come back, because even though the sophomore came in, Tanner Myers, and played well, even had a touchdown pass. That was on a little dump off pass, more by the running back than anything. I think it's important for them to have Cade Williams under center.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And if you look at Claymont's game against Harrison Central, this is a different Claymont team. Last year, if Claymont would have went down to Harrison Central, I don't know if Harrison Central maybe lost a little bit from last year, but you know what? This looks like a much improved team do the Mustangs. You know, they hung with Harrison Central for a while, and I believe the last probably 6 minutes of that game, Harrison Central pulled away a little bit. But Claymont, man, this is going to be a very competitive game, and this is a game that I'm sure Claymont wants to go in and say, hey, we're not the pushover that we were last year. And you're gonna see us every year in the IVC after this season.
Well, and that's the whole point, I think, with Tom Lasecki. I think he's trying to bring that, that little bit of that nastiness to this program and start to build the brand down there that some of the other teams are building. And, I'll tell you what, Trent Edwards had a good game. Xavier Grant, another huge game for Claymont. Ryan Peters had a great game for them. So, you know what? I really think Claymont is one of those teams that could be fun to watch. I'm really looking forward to seeing. We know what Indian Valley is about. Okay, Harrison Central, we cover them, but they're kind of on the outskirts of our area. We don't know a whole lot about them. We know a little bit of names, a little bit of numbers, know that they lost a little bit, but they also returned quite a bit. They're a team that was in the playoffs last year, and if you look on paper, they should have spanked Claymont. Well, all of a sudden now Claymont's coming in and saying, hey, guess what? We've got a lot of sophomores and juniors that we're playing. If that's the case, next year going into the IVC, you might have to put Claymont up there as one of those teams that could battle for an IVC crown. I'm excited for Claymont. I'm excited for the Mustangs.
Yeah, this will be a very competitive game. I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out. Again, Shannon Thomas will be covering that game for us as well. The next game that we're going to talk about, Sandy Valley, they have a tough road trip this week. They got to travel to Mapleton. They did have a big win in overtime last week, again, like we mentioned, against Indian Valley. But there are some injury concerns with Sandy Valley. Also, obviously, we senior defensive tackle Francesco Borsellini left the game for a while with a knee injury. He returned later in the game. Just don't know how severe that injury was. Also, Nelson Mosden with another huge game. He was my hats off player of the week for Sandy Valley. But again, tough road trip for Sandy Valley as they travel to Mapleton this week.
Well, and it was pretty much like Riley talked about in the post-game show last week. And Zach had talked to us about when we interviewed him for the preview show. This was the one that they kind of had circled as this is an important game. This is a long road trip. This is, this could be our problem spot right here. If we can beat Indian Valley, this may be the question mark. So Mapleton, always a good team. I believe, if I remember right, that was a really good game last year between them. And I don't remember off the top of my head what the score was, but they're coming off a big emotional win against Indian Valley, 35-28 in overtime. Nelson Mosden with the TD pass to seal it to Evan Keck in overtime, a 10-yarder. He also, he had a TD run and two more TD passes on the day, so he had four touchdowns himself. Hats off award was very well deserved. Dre Bracken had a good game. Austin Derrick had two interceptions on defense for them. So Darren Finn with a touchdown catch. A lot of solid leadership for Sandy Valley, like we had talked about. They're one of those teams that's, got a ton of seniors at the top end of their depth chart, and that's exactly what they want to try and build that brand that Zach keeps talking about. And, we'll have to wait and see. This could be a problem spot, but hopefully they'll go up there and knock off Mapleton and come back down here and as they start to get ready for the heart of the season.
Yeah, the heart of the season. Their schedule doesn't get any easier. You have Indian Valley to open last week at Mapleton. In the week three, they got Tuskegee Valley. That's going to be a tough game. Then they jump right into the IVC, which we know that's going to be – we talked about in the preview show a couple weeks ago that Sandy Valley's beginning of their schedule, the first five games, that's kind of like the gauntlet. After that five games, we're going to kind of see where Sandy Valley is. And I think after tonight or after Friday night, we'll see kind of where Sandy Valley is after making the long road trip to Mapleton and hopefully pulling out the win.
And you talk about Tuskegee Valley, too, that they have next week. We're actually going to get some coverage of Tuskegee Valley this week. This Friday night, Riley Benson not going to travel with Sandy Valley, going to head over and check out Tuskegee Valley as they host against Riverview. Should be fun to see, you know, the young quarterback Ethan Love, Peter Hopwood, and some of the guys, you know, up there in Zorville. They've played really well last week, so we'll have to wait and see what happens with them. But looking forward to getting their coverage.
Sure, and we're also going to have another team coverage covered for the first time this year. Will be Ridgewood. Micah Yoder is going to go down and cover the Generals for us as they take on his alma mater, the Wayndale Golden Bears.
And that was the loss last year by Ridgewood, only loss of the year.
A big loss. Wayndale really took it to them last year on their home field, and I know Ridgewood suffered, like you mentioned, their only regular season loss to Wayndale. So Mike is going to go cover Ridgewood for us this week. Riley Benson, instead of covering Sandy Valley, he's going to cover Tuskegee Valley for us, which is the matchup next week, Sandy Valley-Tuskegee Valley.
Yep.
So we'll get a little bit of look at Tuskegee Valley and Ridgewood as well on our Big Z Sports Facebook page, WTUZ Big Z Sports. If you want all the great coverage and see some highlights and see some videos and interviews, our stringers do a fantastic job. Adam Soweski, Shannon Thomas, Tim Plants, Riley Benson, Micah Yoder, they all do great job getting the highlights of the touchdowns, interviews, and all types of stuff. If on Friday nights, our Facebook page really is overloaded with a lot of good stuff. It's kind of like going to SportsCenter and seeing the plays if you can't be there, and it's really cool to see it. So
I was just going to say the same thing. It's almost like watching you remember back in the day, you used to have that 30-second or a minute sports clip on Headline News.
Oh, sure.
It was always Headline Sports, and you had that, what was his name, Van Wert or something.
Oh, I don't remember. Too long ago.
Yeah, but anyway, it was fun watching that and seeing how that, you know, you just sit there and watch that 1 minute show and you got all the rundown.
Sure.
Well, if you take a couple minutes and scroll through our Facebook page, you're going to get the whole rundown from all the teams that we cover. So
absolutely.
You know, I thought that last week went very well. Looking forward to week number two, and just make sure you tune in and listen to us at 5:30.
Sure, absolutely. And run down the rest of week two schedule for us, Chris.
Carrollton will host a team from Washington, D.C., Theodore Roosevelt. Newcomerstown hosts Fort Fry, Coshocton at St. Clairsville, James Ford Rose at Harrison Central, Southern Local at Conotton Valley, Malvern at Bishop Rosecrans, Strasburg versus Cedarville on Saturday, and TCC at Weirton Madonna, that game on Saturday as well.
Absolutely. Again, a quick reminder, follow us on Twitter at @big_zsports and our Facebook page, WTUZ Big Z Sports. And also Friday night during our pregame show between 5:30 and 7, we will welcome in TCC head football coach Casey Cummings to talk about last week's game that started on Thursday, finished on Saturday night. TCC played well Saturday night. They made a real good game of it, and we'll get into that with Coach Cummings on Friday night. And he'll also preview Saturday's game against Weirton Madonna as they travel there to play them again on Saturday evening. But that's Casey Cummings, head football coach of the TCC Saints, will be in studio with us on Friday night during our pregame show. Real quick, Saturday as well, Buckeyes open up the season. Bowling Green, 12 p.m. Big news out of Columbus yesterday. Torrence Gibson, the redshirt freshman wide receiver, was suspended by the university for violating the student code of conduct. Was not suspended by the athletic department or the football program, but he was suspended by the academic side of the school for the entire 2016 season, which was actually, I should say, the fall of 2016. So that pretty much wipes his season out. He will not be able to play this year for an unspecified reason. If it's the student code of conduct, there's a lot of speculation out there what that could be. Usually, you know, not doing well on a test or not doing the right thing during class, that type of thing. But I'm sure that will come out later as well. And, Chris, the secondary could be tested against the Buckeyes. Bowling Green likes to sling it around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and that was a kind of a difficult game, if I remember right, for them last season. When they played Bowling Green, there were some issues that, you know, that game was a lot closer than what it should have been to start out with. And I think that's what initially started to raise questions for the Buckeyes. But, yeah, tough deal for Torrence Gibson, you know, one of those guys that, you know, a sophomore that, you know, came in and changed positions, was recruited as a quarterback, changed a wide receiver, and just hasn't quite panned out to what they thought he was going to be. I mean, he's a good athlete, but got some kids above him, and now who knows what's going to happen with this suspension. Does he transfer? Does he sit and wait and try to come back his junior year? it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it will be interesting with Gibson. So that's the big news. Obviously, the depth chart's being announced. Be looking for our on our W2Z Big Z Sports Facebook page. We will post some depth chart updates for the Buckeyes coming up in the week as well. And myself and Eric McElroy will be at the game, covering the game for the Buckeyes this Saturday. It's our first one of the year. So be looking for updates, pictures, all kinds of stuff from me and Eric while we're down in Columbus covering the game on Saturday. Again, noon kickoff. That game will be on the Big Ten Network. And don't forget our new start time for our Big Z Sports Show on Friday nights. We'll begin at 5:30 now and run until 7. Our halftime report starts at 8 o'clock and our postgame at 10 o'clock. We're here to talk all the games with the coaches and our stringers as well. And again, we'll be joined by TCC head football coach Casey Cummings as he breaks down the Saints game from this past Thursday night / Saturday and preview his upcoming game Saturday night at Weirton-Madonna during our pregame show. Chris, good talking to you this week, talking some football week two already, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
With that, this week's edition of our WTUZ Big Z Sports Podcast will come to a close. For Chris Kale, I'm Joe Geckler saying thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Big Z Sports Podcast, and we'll talk to you on Friday night beginning at 5:30.
This has been the Internet Broadcast from Big Z Sports.